Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Cracker Milk Podcast.
Is there an echo in here?
Yeah. It's me, Connor, your host.
And it's me, Elias.
My human rapport, Elias.
And Emily,
who?
Your co-host.
And other co-host, Tamara.
Yay! Welcome back, Tamara.
A big congratulations from our audience, please, because she just popped out another kid.
They cut open the sunroof and ripped it out.
Gave me essentially a tummy tuck.
So you got a cesarean, right? And they ripped that fucker out?
Yeah.
So
I've got the scar to...
How does the salad fit in when they tie you back up? Is it like...
The salad?
Yeah,
I don't know. There was a lot of movement on my end, so I'm assuming...
And do they add bits of bacon into the salad? Because last time I had a Caesar salad,
they just throw the organs back in there, and then the organs find their way.
Yeah, so that's the bacon essentially, and then the dressing's on the side.
Yeah, I was gonna say the dressing. Oh, it's on the side.
Yeah, because I'm into my skinny era. I've played the fat card for too long.
This is your skinny era.
Just wait till
I'm on the ascension.
Very different to my.
Like I said, salads, dressings on the side right now. Okay. Yeah.
Also, breastfeeding makes you lose weight like crazy.
What about the little bread, like the croutons?
The croutons. Yeah. Oh, no, no bread.
I put them in
no
my
carbs.
Ass.
I'm keto, babe.
Oh, really?
Please.
How are you?
Me?
Everyone, how are we?
That was aggressive. Yeah,
that felt like...
I'll be real. We're here. It's been a minute. We haven't shot with the girls properly for probably a couple of months, realistically, because... Tamara's been having a kid, Christmas and holidays. Emily's been picking up work contracts. She's been doing Christmas shows. So it's been been kind of like a hectic couple of months. And let me tell you, I think we're all real horny to get back into making content.
So wet.
Absolutely wet for content.
So dripping.
Oh my God.
I'm stiffy for content.
Thank you. That's better. I needed that.
Hard, wet.
As you can see from my erect.
We're so rock hard wet.
Yeah.
Microphone.
We have these old like podium mics. So we're too poor.
I feel like a lecturer.
Yeah, fucking Rode. If you want to, they sponsor podcasts. You want to sponsor a podcast? This is the one, because look at this shit!
Actually, I don't mind my bendy mic.
No,
look at this.
No, you hate it because we want Rode to sponsor us.
I would like a Britney Spears headset.
Yeah, see, Rode, we're the sort of guys, like, I swear to God, I would do like 20 minutes on how good the microphones are if we get some.
And I will sing a song for everyone if we get good microphones.
And I won't.
I will also
so
sing
good.
A song.
Okay,
yeah, and I'll keep my mouth shut. And
we're trying to
full circle.
I'll sing Michael Jackson again.
To know that was just a sneak preview.
Do you sing Michael Jackson?
Yeah, Thriller.
I thought you liked acting like Michael Jackson because you say anytime I see Elias in town, he's always going near schools and going. And they say, what are you doing? He says, I'm playing Michael Jackson, is what he says.
I know, I say hairball.
You do say that, but you're wearing a fedora. Yeah, that's a Michael Jackson.
Yeah, hairball. That's really nice. Look, guys, I was thinking in honor of Tamara shooting out a crotch goblin, we could do a little mini segment on beautiful baby names for her, okay? I mean, she's named her child, but she could change it. And I thought we could do
90 days. I have 90 days to change it.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it is official. I think when you name your child, it's official.
No,
you get 90 days to change it.
Kylie Jenner did it. Anyone can.
Hey?
90 days to change it.
Oh, shit.
If you just feel like, oh, it's not looking so much like a Eric anymore.
The baby's not going to fucking know, dude.
But I think the baby names should come.
Yeah, it's just a fucking dumb baby. You could literally replace the baby with another one. Baby's not gonna fucking.
They won't fucking know.
I mean, the baby that doesn't know. It just thinks everything's
okay,
a nipple.
They might know later
when they start
noticing different stuff.
ADHD challenge. I need to. Now this is a challenge for you.
ADHD
challenge. Go to the hospital. Swap the kid out for a black one. Yeah. See how long you can convince that black baby that you're its parents. See how long.
Just see how long you can convince the parents. I don't see color.
But, Mum, I'm a different color than you. And you're like, that is a melanoma.
Thing. Over your whole body.
Yeah, it's a melanoma. It's a birthmark. Yeah. See how long? Because I reckon you could get that kid to probably 16 before it goes. Hang on a second.
Okay, so report back in 16 years, everyone.
Why don't you go make your own and do that?
Because I would be a very irresponsible parent. I'm very selfish and I don't care about others. So why the fuck would I bring
a kid
in?
It turns out it's pretty easy.
Yeah, you don't care about that. They're like, the babies really want to come out your vagina and you're like, no! They come out my belly or they don't come out!
Yeah, you just got to set boundaries.
Healthy boundaries.
Like, I don't want him being so needy from the get-go. He needs to know where the lines are.
You think I want my kid coming out of my vagina? That's incest. That's gay.
That's yuck, dude.
That's yuck. I don't want my kid.
Oh, fanny.
I don't want my kid. I don't want... Did you say off Fanny? Yeah. Fanny in Australia, but I love the, for our
not
American
for me.
Listeners.
No, means
it means vagina. Vagina. In America, it means bum.
I know, which when you're a kid and you're watching the nanny and it sings, she was out on her fanny.
And then you picture
and I look
falling.
At my mum and I'm like, what
you
the
picture,
fuck?
You picture Fran Drescher with a really, really.
They kicked her out and she landed what down?
She had an inflated vagina.
Like a drag queen. She's just like, she was out on her fanny.
Petition to like just constantly name it Fanny and Stiffy. Constantly.
Okay, like I feel like that leads us back into the baby names because
Fanny
is
a
great
name.
It's an actual name, yeah. But I came up with a list of names that are inappropriate but sound so beautiful, and
hit
you
me.
Could use them. So please tell me what you think. You could use these as names if they didn't mean what they mean. And I was thinking,
in moment, sir. Sorry,
omelet,
Ommie.
Yeah, omelet
or Letty.
It's like
Letty
Charlotte. Smegma.
Smegma's good. I
you
do
call
like
Smeg for
but
short.
But I feel like Smeg
kind of like Meg.
It's like
it's the Meg equivalent.
Like
it's more
right?
of a dragon name.
Okay. What about Candida?
What the fuck is that?
It's like a parasite you get in your bowels.
Really?
Why do you know
Candida,
that?
Like, colonics. Candida's a beautiful name.
Candida
like,
is beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Or
I
Harlot.
Be careful because it might
Harlot.
Be.
Harlot. How pretty is that?
Harlow is a name.
I've got one.
Oh, yeah, true.
And it might sound a little controversial.
Don't say the N-word.
Stifflin.
Stifflin.
That's good.
Long for Stiffy.
Oh,
so
yeah,
really,
yeah.
We're calling him Stifflin so we can call him Stiffy,
Stiffy
but we don't
short.
Want to humiliate
Stiffy
him.
For short.
Stiffy for short. Stifflin. Stiffy for short.
Stifflin. Stifflin.
You know what? Call me erection. And like, just like.
Call me bulge.
Call me flaccid for short.
Chlamydia is a beautiful name.
Chlamydia.
Listen to how many syllables it has. Chlamydia.
What about estrogen?
Estrogen.
Oh. Ester, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Or yeast. Yeast.
No.
Come here, yeasty.
No one wants
that's
yeast.
A dog's name. You
might
call
it crust.
You could call a dog. What would you say?
Might as well call it crust.
Crust. Calling your kid crust is like,
it's
you fucking hate
crusty
that kid.
I know.
For sure.
Yeah. What about leprosil?
Crustland.
Leprosy?
No, leprosil.
Oh, both beautiful.
Crossy. Yeah, it's like crystal, but leprosy.
Oh.
Crystal leprosy.
It sounds like a over-the-counter prescription drug.
I've got one. Now, this one, a little interesting. What about clitoris?
I'm into it.
Ooh.
Why am I into that?
Clint for short. Clint for short.
It's a guy name. Imagine, oh, Clint, great name. What's it from? And then that you've set a challenge. You're callousing your child to
clitoris.
Be ready for anything. Because at
I'm
some point
it.
They're going to have to grow up and realize saying clitoris is a difficult thing as you will be bullied forever. And like if I was an army.
I don't
enlisting,
know. Gen
if
Z seems
army,
pretty
open.
If
they're
I was
really
an army
into
enlistment
it.
Officer.
I think they're more
and I said,
against Freds or something.
Yeah.
If I was an army Karen's. Enlistment officer and I said, you've passed all the tests, what? Is your name? And they said clitoris. I'd say, I'm so sorry, we can't allow you to enlist. I would shoot you on sight because that's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
But the email would be something like sucking cock for cash 69 at hotmail.com. So it wouldn't even have to be referred to as clitoris.
Now, I've seen that email before. That's your Facebook login.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing.
Guilty.
Yeah. What's crazy is your password is the same thing.
But then adding an asterisk
at the end. And saying spending cash for cock instead of sucking cock for cash. Really fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
sometimes
like
you
to
can't
keep
have the same like password as a username. So you just
mine
is
my
password for everything.
Selling feet pics at hotmail.com. But
that's you?
For real.
That's you.
Heads
you're
up.
Not selling feed pics. You give them away for free. You got to stop doing that.
That's true.
I've
you've
noticed
gotta,
a lot on your
like
story.
Figure out. You're,
I've been screenshotting and selling them on your
feet.
Behalf.
Emily, you're a hot babe. You're worried about not having money sometimes. You've got an ass on you that you could take 15 photos and still not get the whole fucking thing in shot. Like, there's
like
a way
panorama.
You can do this. Why don't you? Why don't you? Why don't you, like, sell, like a calendar, and what each photo is
a just
segment
a section
of
my
your
butt cheek.
Pixelate.
Please let me know if that's something you'd be interested in.
I'm interested.
Yeah. I'm not doing OnlyFans. That's too much work.
But that's like,
it's fine. Some of my friends make a lot of good money on there.
I can't even take like Instagram stories. I couldn't do OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I'm just
she's
lazy.
Busy. She's got two
kids.
She's the mum of two.
Hey, you could have two kids too if you spent less time making stories, more time fucking.
Yeah, and if you found the people that you shot into.
You could have so many
maybe
kids
you already
right
have
now.
Babies.
Okay, a couple of things. I'm aware of the people I'm shooting into. Okay. I'm not shooting into to people that I don't know where they are, who they
are. Blanks?
I'm not shooting blanks.
That's okay if you are.
If you're sterile, it's okay.
No, I'm not shooting blanks, man.
Babe, I think okay. This is a safe space.
Oh my gosh, it's okay.
My email is sandyflaps42 at hotmail.com.
Why 42? There were 40 other, 41 other Sandy Flaps.
He was born in 1942.
Or you're like, no. The women I like all have to be born in 1942.
Yeah.
Sandy Flaps.
And the funny thing about that, if the women you're into are born in 42, it would feel like Sandy Flaps. It's so dry down there.
Yeah. Wow, that's a fucking disgusting comment to say about people's bodies. Don't ever comment on that.
I'm speaking from experience. Someone born in 42.
What if I sat here and called you a fat-titted, gunty bitch? You would be hurt, wouldn't you?
I would say that those glasses work, sir. I'm glad you have them.
Apt, gunty
good
bitch.
Good on you.
That's the name of her autobiography.
I've had a preview. Gunty bitch.
Life is a fat-titted, gunty bitch. And it's tomorrow. Like this.
Gunt is not a bad name for a kid.
Oh, Gunt.
Yeah.
Gunter. And they're like, oh, you mean Gunt? No,
Gunter.
Did you guys remember, Chasers War and Everything growing up?
Yeah.
Did you ever remember where they dress up as a ticket officer and walk around and ask what people's babies' names were? And they go, right, I'm giving you a ticket. They go, why? For a shit baby name?
Amazing. To be fair, like, people ask you all the time when you're pregnant, oh, have you thought of names? Have you thought of names? And like, you're like, okay, I'll divulge because I'm a nice person.
And they go,
oh, that's the worst. You're like,
you never tell anyone.
I didn't ask your opinion. You asked, I'm a nice person, and now you're being a.
Well, they still feel that when you name the kid that, it's just that it's too late. So they go, kid's name's Axe. Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's different.
I know someone who named their kid Axe.
I've known people who named that.
You know what's really common now? Eli. I know so many fucking
Magnus's
Eli's.
Cousins is
you know,
called Eli.
Elias comes up on so many baby lists at the moment.
Oh my God,
and I'm like, I had never heard it until I met you.
Yeah. Eli was short for
and
Elias.
And now...
It's not.
You're just popping up.
No, like people naming their kids at the moment call them Eli.
Like they're just naming it Eli. Eli. Oh.
Yeah, that's very common.
That's fucking embarrassing. The name at the moment to that everyone's like the most common name, I think was
Smeggy.
Can you hear my tongue?
I just realized we're doing a podcast and not just chatting shit, and I've been burping into this mic.
The most common, excuse me, we're doing a podcast and I'd like us to be on topic and listen to me,
sir.
Center of attention.
Sorry.
The most common baby name at the moment, I believe,
Oliver.
Is something like
Adolf?
Adult?
Hitler?
Adult.
Adult.
What's
adult
the go
Hitler.
With him? Like everyone,
adult Hitler.
Like, why do people care about him so much as a fucking adult, not a kid?
Yeah, I don't know.
Everyone talks about adult Hitler, not baby
adult
Hitler.
Adult Hitler, baby Hitler.
I think it's because he had the ability to grow facial hair at that point, and before that, he was just another anonymous face.
No, he
I
knew how to grow facial hair as a kid.
Facial hair.
I was born with it.
Yeah, he was born with it.
Kind of like when babies are born with teeth.
Yeah. It's like a big mole.
Do you know what's
this
really
whole area was just a big mole, and so he started growing hair.
It's not actually. I cannot show my mole. It's been on my side, my mole. And the Jews went, look at this silly little.
Shush, I have to ask Tamara a question.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Was this the same for you?
Shut up.
Because when I was younger, like teenage girl to mid-20s,
yeah.
I liked guys with no beards, like more feminine looking guys.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what happened. I hit like, the dogs are popping off. I don't know what happened. I hit like late 20s, early 30s. Beards, man.
Yeah,
hair.
Do you know what I think it is?
Hairy men.
Why did I shave my beard off this morning?
I had Magnus at 25.
So my theory is, it was me. The question was directed
to
me.
Yeah, so did that happen to you also?
No, but I've actually got a good one.
Okay, go on.
My theory is it's because that's when men start losing their hair from 25, so they start growing it on their face instead.
Yeah, right.
My theory is you had a child, and so you had the capacity to be a mother for a man and decided to stop doing that for your partners because
psychological.
They're all dumb little men when you're 18.
No, excuse me. I didn't have kids in my 20s, and I was still fucking with beards back then, but I didn't have a father.
It's daddy issues.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Oh, actually.
You have a father. You just never met him. Okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Maybe
sorry about that, anonymous man.
My dad had a beard, and I was like, yuck, why would I date someone with a beard? My dad
and then
has
you went,
one.
You know
and
what?
Now,
I fuck my dad.
And now,
yeah.
I love
daddy.
Daddy.
Actually,
sorry.
The last TikTok skit that I put up was a teacher flirting with the daddy.
Yeah. Okay.
Not based on real life.
Would you call your partner daddy?
if he wanted me to.
What about?
Yes, that's what you call what about, your what about, partner.
Okay, we found out
that's what Emily calls your partner.
No, I don't call him daddy.
Father.
What about granddaddy?
Granddaddy.
Yeah.
Blowing my tummy, papa.
No, what concerns me. He's seen it as a joke, but he's obsessed with being an old man. That is not a joke. You would like that.
No, that'd be weird.
If you what if they called you Pops?
Oh, that's cute.
Oh.
Okay, so you're calling your partner daddy all the time.
Horrid. I'm definitely not.
Oh, papa.
But Dennis is actually Dutch. So his kids call him papa.
Are you calling? Look me in the eyes.
Papa, can you hear me?
I am calling him Pops in the bedroom.
Pops. I call him Chief. That's what I call him.
Chad. When you fuck Dennis?
Yeah.
What about Opa?
The scheduling's pretty the scheduling's been good.
That's what we call his dad and Omar. Yeah.
The scheduling's been good with Dennis. It's like you and I aren't conflicting. Like I'm having sex with Dennis.
Is that why Dennis and I haven't had sex in like 3 or 4 days?
No, because you're
it's a drought. Shut the city down.
I don't know.
Hey,
he's receiving and I'm giving. So
4 days. Nothing.
Oh my god, guys, we need an intervention.
We've been busy, but not
you are basically sewn shut at this point.
Do we want to bring him in and just say, hey,
Emily needs to tell you something.
Oh, I thought you were going to go a different direction.
Dick down.
She needs to be dick down hard. Dennis.
Like, no. My love language is physical touch.
My love language is getting dicked the fuck down.
Oh, yeah.
Out on her fanny.
Shit,
What a fun potty. Hey, look, let's I love having you on because it's like having those, it's like listening to a rap song and you've got the guy going, that's him. That's the podcast
that Justin
version.
Bieber song where the guy just goes,
yeah, that's him.
Yeah. What are they called?
Hype men.
Aw, cool. Elias, he makes such a good hype man.
Yeah.
All right, shush now. Too much airtime for the hype man. Too much airtime for the hype man.
Hype man, not rap man. Okay?
You got the
now,
B mic.
Guys, you guys haven't done some acting in a while. It's been a while since we performed, gotten on stage.
Rude.
I've done some voiceover acting. But go on, pop off.
It's, you know, voiceover
I pretend
acting.
To be happy every day.
Try harder. Now, we're going to play some characters. You guys got any characters you want to bring to set? Anything you've been working on?
Well, you've just thrown this at me right now.
Well, you're a professional, and I assume that you're constantly thinking about work.
I have thought of a character.
And getting dicked down, yes.
Mm-hmm. Her name is Sally. She's a divorcee. And she has the shoulders to like show it. Okay. Yeah, she does Pilates, her décolletage is toned.
So give me an example.
She's got a wrinkly décolletage.
She's been in the sun too long.
Let's bring Sally out. We'll bring Sally out. Let's get the situation going on.
Okay.
What sort of scenario would Sally be in? Maybe a bobolo, do you think?
No, I feel like Sally works in an office with a bunch of, you know, Gen Zers.
Okay, is she attracted to a coworker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ethan.
So you're going to be Ethan, okay? You're an 18-year-old boy.
Okay.
And this is your first time on the job. Yeah. You don't know anything. Okay, you are going to be the office manager, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're roughly Sally's age. So Sally, we're in the office, and you're going to be...
My name is...
Good input, Smidge, but we'll go with a different one.
Scooby. All right, guys, let's do it. Ready? And we're in the office. Mm-hmm. We're sitting down. And let's go.
Ethan, I was just checking on the Johnson file. No, that's naughty. I couldn't.
Oh, Sally, you're so funny.
Stop.
I love
you. Sorry, guys.
No, that's awful.
Why?
What?
I'm just trying to get some work done. If you could just keep it down.
Oh, fuck. That's the best acting I've ever seen Connor do.
Yeah, that was really good. Actually
I'm
really
fucking
solid.
Sorry.
You should pull that out more often.
Yeah, like I actually
really thought. What are you talking about? I do better acting than that.
Was that
I don't know what we're doing now.
All right, we're going to start the scene again.
Yeah. Wait, I need clarification on my character.
You're the office manager.
What does that mean?
You oversee, make sure everything's going swimmingly in your office. Maybe
you could
you're
be really
a little
strict
biased.
And
maybe
stingent.
Maybe you're a little biased because you like Sally, she's your age.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we're both sexual predators.
No. Come up with the character.
Sally's not old.
Okay.
She's 50 years young.
All right, ready?
You know what? My name is Margaret and I'm Sally's bestie.
Okay. God.
All right.
We're water cooler gals.
Yeah. Ready? And you guys are by the water cooler. Mm-hmm. I'm at my desk. Ethan is walking past the water cooler trying to do his job. And scene.
Well, Darren couldn't get it up for the last 40 years.
Of course honey. That's what those little blue pills are for.
I know. I was only here to take it.
Stop. Take a pause.
Excuse me. Sorry. I just need to get some water.
Oh, darling. Sorry. Handsome.
You can get some water anytime you want.
Oh, you're making me
drinking.
Quite thirsty, actually.
I do need some water.
Yeah.
You got a tall glass of water yourself,
you
Ethan.
Are.
Ethan.
Oh,
thank you.
Okay, sorry, guys. I'm just wondering. Sally, did you get the Jacobson report logged in?
Oh, the what, sorry?
The Jacobson report. I asked you to do it on Monday. It's Friday. Remember
did you pop it on my desk?
Oh, you know, honey, we just don't know how to turn something into a PDF. If you put it in the Gmails,
guys, I'll be
then we haven't, you know, we you'll have to show us how to.
Well, you actually work in IT, so the way you're speaking is really concerning. And the other thing is I've asked you now for a week to do this and you guys just keep shaking your tits at me and you keep... Like you keep saying,
I can't help that my shoulders want to dab.
Okay. Well, it's the latte.
It's starting
to we have our 10 a.m. chocolate mocha.
I'll be real.
A little bit of this comes out. Yeah. Sonny, you're being far too serious.
Guys,
it's a government job.
It's sexual harassment.
My eyes are up here.
Guys, I'm not looking at your breasts.
It is
when you
sexual
shake
harassment.
No, when you shake.
I don't shake my breasts.
Ethan's come to me now for the fifth time this week. He's told me you groped him three times. He told me you spat in his coffee and told him it was cream. Is that
true?
Well,
I would just like if Ethan came on me.
Ethan, how the fuck? I'm trying to help you. You can't giggle with them when they say that. No, stop giggling.
Ethan.
No, Ethan.
Ethan, you're
you.
Naughty.
You're so naughty.
Guys.
Ethan's our special boy.
If men did this to women, you guys would be furious.
Well, if Ethan did this to me, I would be thrilled.
Ethan, what do you think of my new push-up bra? I think it's really hefting the bosoms nicely.
I think my nose is bleeding.
No, take a closer look, Ethan.
I think my nose is bleeding.
Ethan, why are you so horny?
I think my nose is bleeding.
Go over there.
Oh,
over there.
Ethan's
guys.
Tenting. That's
okay,
what
okay.
the children say
guys,
when they get erect
Ethan's
in their pants.
Ethan's
going to
sit down for a sec.
They say tenting.
Guys.
Did you really?
Yes, it was my new push-up bra.
Guys, you're 50 years old. Ethan's a young boy.
My nose is bleeding.
Stop, Ethan!
Well,
stop!
If there's grass on the pitch.
You know what I've just realised? 50 is not that old. 50 is J-Lo's age. We need to be 70.
Oh,
we're 70!
We're not retired at 70 in the office.
I couldn't retire. I made bad investment choices.
All right, I've got one. I've got a character.
I withdrew my super too young.
I've got a character I want to bring. His name is Montgomery.
Monty.
He's an old man. Now, you guys he's 80-something years old.
Oh,
he's
cute.
Got an incredible hunch. He hobbles out the front of your
physically.
Home, mm-hmm. up and down the street all day.
Like he's just got to be on the move.
Now, you guys are going out to get a coffee, and you've just walked into him,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you've stumbled on him, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you're not in the scene yet, but you're my carer.
We are still Sally and...
you can be whoever you want.
Margaret.
I think you guys should be you.
Just us.
Tamara.
And me as Emily.
Yep.
Oh, all right. That's easy.
I'll do whatever you want. It's a podcast.
Acting.
Man.
Yeah. I'll be myself.
I'll do whatever you
and
want.
You're a hunch man?
Yeah, I'm myself.
So you're a disgusting old man with a physical hunch.
So you're just walking down the road having a chat.
We're having a chat. Mm-hmm. So that's when I said, I can't go without underwear because then it's much too...
Excuse me. Hi,
Mr. Hunchy Man.
Could you tell me when the service station closes?
The circus?
Service station?
The circus station? I've never heard of a circus station.
Okay. Oh, no, one more thing.
Yeah.
The other day I went to my friend's house and he told me that he went to North Vietnam and he deployed Agent Orange.
Oh.
And then I went to Woolworths yesterday and I saw my dog and the dog said to me, Wolf, and I said, what's with
you? That's so interesting, sir. That's so... Oh, my God, it's my mom. Sorry, I have to go. My mom's on fire.
I got something to tell you guys.
Montgomery,
I abandoned Tamara.
He's not causing any issues.
That's my daughter.
He's slightly racist.
It's not your daughter, Montgomery.
That's my daughter.
Put your hand. Stop pointing at
she
the
married
root.
Granddaughter,
Chinaman.
Perchance.
I'm so sorry about
that,
guys.
Monty, don't touch me.
Did he touched you?
Yes,
did
he touched my enormous breasts.
Montgomery.
I was playing about that. That's enormous.
Montgomery, that's the 62nd time this week you've touched breasts.
I'm a farmer. I have to milk the cows.
Do you know what? Do you know who I think?
Montgomery, I'm
so... I'm going to milk that cow.
Montgomery.
Do you know who I think?
Your strength is incredible.
Do you know who I think would really like him? Margaret and Sally.
Montgomery?
I think.
Montgomery.
Well, if he's going to milk anything...
Montgomery.
I was just having
you scared me there for a second, Montgomery.
Oh, I gotta milk that
cow! No, Montgomery! Montgomery!
Stop it! Don't
Oh. We're just gonna go and do that on repeat for about 50 minutes. So.
Like, out on
Montgomery
on,
falls asleep, wants to milk the cow.
Oh, I thought he was, like, dying.
No, he's falling asleep and the excitement of milking a
he's
cow,
got,
reliving his
narcolepsy.
Past 5 years.
Or is it necrophilia?
He's an old man.
So the excitement of milking the cow rushes the blood away from his head and he passes out.
And
he
into his penis. I get it. Because of my voluptuous chest.
Montgomery's not milking you because he's aroused. He's milking you because he spent his life as a dairy farmer and he sees.
So why
are
he fucking
others.
Cows then?
Yeah, he still gets aroused
he's
by fucking
cows.
Got to
milk that cow. Got to milk that cow. Get that milk. It's in his.
Got to get that. Monty, got to get that milk.
It's in his
motor skills.
Monty, got to get that milk.
It's motor skills.
Got to get that milk.
What was he to do? Where was he to go? He was out on his funny.
What's your best friend, Russia?
What's my what?
Mr. Sheffield!
Wow. You know.
That's good. You got to do Mr. Sheffield.
No, it's going too far in the direction of that girl from Friends.
Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, Janice. Mr. Sheffield.
Mr. Sheffield.
Oh, what the fuck? Is a goblin trying to take my fucking coins?
I've seen all of it. I loved it.
No, that was really accurate. Because Fran sounds like a goblin.
Yeah. There's an episode where she has too much wasabi and she comes up and she's like, wow, that really cleared the sinuses. It's amazing.
What's Fran's laugh?
Oh, that's it.
Have you ever seen The Nanny? Have you ever seen The Nanny?
Yeah.
No, what's it about?
No, she goes, who's out on her fanny?
That's it.
Yeah.
Now, hey.
It sounds like a bomb.
Should we,
it sounds like a rooster.
You guys want to,
Oh, yeah.
You guys have anything you want to bring up, talk about?
Yeah, I've got something to talk about.
Yeah.
Hype man, hype man.
When I say that, I get scared that there is no longevity of this podcast because it's us having no plan and going, what do you want to say?
Well, you don't tell me when
plan.
We're doing a podcast.
Oh, my God.
Connor,
blame Connor. Why Connor?
I love to be prepared. Connor. If you told me we were doing a podcast, I would have had 5 topics ready to go.
Yeah, but if then we're planned, then it's not a natural flow of conversation.
Yeah, not a natural flow of conversation.
Oh, I could talk shit to the cows come home.
Look. I've got something I want to bring up. Like, so the past like couple of weeks when we've been filming, I've been getting bullied a lot. Okay,
noticed that.
I haven't been here
by Connor.
Yeah, so because you keep bullying me because I wear these fingerless gloves, and because maybe I have a disease on my hands and I like to cover my palms.
And don't forget the bullying about the bald spot.
Yeah, well, that's secondary. I actually think
that's kind of the primary thing I'm bullying you about.
No, you're definitely bullying me about wearing fingerless gloves.
No, I think
gloves
I'm
because
mostly
my palms
wearing
are like
incredibly balding, like really quickly at a rate I've never seen.
No, definitely my palms,
clumps
my
of
diseased
hair.
Palms.
You look like Smeagol mid-transition of the ring.
Oh, my God, I look like that when my hair's wet.
Cool. Or like a little testicle sack when they've only shaved one half.
You look like a ball sack that's been starting to be shaved, but then they've nicked their balls and they've stopped.
Yeah.
I've run out of power.
No.
Oh my!
Is that doing it for you?
Also, but before, imagine if you go balding on your balls, right? And you know how you have like
I'm
a ring
sorry,
of
but it's
hair.
Probably best
sorry, guys, one sec. The audience can't hear two conversations.
No, I'm so
once.
Sorry.
That's okay. I was kidding to you guys. I don't actually have a disease on my hand.
Yeah,
okay,
he took off the gloves.
The thing about the gloves.
Oh my
God. You know why I bullied you? Because they didn't start fingerless. You wore them down.
Yeah.
That's alarming, bro.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta like.
It's because he scratches
things.
At the door trying to get it out, and we don't let him out.
Yeah, and why haven't you learned? We tell you where the doorknob is. You know the motion.
It's just not like
it's hard. He hasn't had thumbs for that long.
Show us how to turn the knob.
He's only just evolved, Connor.
Yeah, he did grow thumbs the other week, didn't he?
Yes. It was recent.
But look, it's not doorknobs are not natural, okay? You should be able to scratch at a door
and
push
your
it
way
open.
Through. Yeah, you've told us a story over and over and over, Elias.
Yeah. And
doors are thick.
Yeah.
Thick wood. You lost the tip of your glove.
Has anything changed?
the tips of your gloves.
Yeah. But is the door changed
at
all?
You got rid of all the doors.
Not at
all.
Doors aren't the problem, Elias. You are.
They don't have any doorknobs. They just push and pull.
Mm. Well, if you don't push it, you just scratch and hope they open.
Yeah, the same thing.
Do you get stressed when the wind closes the door shut and no one's home?
Yeah, I can't get out.
Do you piss and shit in the corner like my dog?
Yeah, I scratch until the sun comes out.
The sun stops you from scratching.
Yeah. We have to keep buying him gloves because otherwise it's going to go
down. He's like, fuck.
My nails are raw.
What do you guys want to see this year from Cracker Milk? It's the start of the year.
Money!
Well, we just talked about that, Emily, with
sorry,
the bad
sorry.
Sponsors and
glad
stuff.
Glad to know we're on the same page.
I want to see delirious. More...
Money! Motherfucker! Let's get fucking paid! I want that fucking paper, bitch! I want that paper, bitch! Pay me that fucking paper, bitch! Pay me that green, bitch!
Tamara, would you like to start your own podcast
I'm
with me?
I'm a bit scared.
Like
yeah,
a girly one?
That'd be interesting.
That's what we could do for Crack Milk.
Just like it'd be very vulgar.
Get rid of the
sick.
Boys.
You just screamed your fucking lung out. That's why.
I'm just trying to manifest.
Have some coffee.
Isn't that how I was
trying to manifest too.
Actually, no,
you've got to
yes.
cut it out of a magazine and stick it on
the
wall.
I want peace of mind, bitch! I want a lot of people around me, bitch! No? Is that manifesting?
Look, I'm not sure what you're trying to manifest,
yeah,
but I'm feeling very
self-respect, love,
attacked.
Calmness.
How do you feel after that?
I want to better control my rage, bitch!
How do you feel now? After that,
I feel like I'm a bit worked up.
You know yeah. This is a very masculine room. Look at the curtains. Thanks, hype man.
You've always got him in the corner.
I do.
You've always got him in the corner.
Oh God, if you're wondering how my TikToks get done, it's because Elias holds the camera for me, and that's why we're in love.
Hey, what's up, man?
Elias!
No, you gotta let it go.
Okay, there we go. I think we're on the other end of now.
Get through it.
Get we through good?
And now we'll just... It's all right. We're almost there.
Oh,
you
that's
literally
right.
sound like my baby.
Sick. He's a bit sick.
That's what happens.
That's why he's sick. He's sick.
Oh, do you miss your baby?
A little bit. My nipples are leaking.
Yeah.
That'll be him.
Oh, okay. Wait.
When you're around babies, do your nipples leak and stuff?
Yeah, like actually yesterday when I bumped into these guys on the street yesterday.
And so when you saw Chris, your nipples started leaking.
They did because he's bald like a baby. And
I'm so glad that you and I had them both had the same joke in mind. Oh, he looks like a human baby. Chris does.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Yeah, Zadon, he was like smacking his lips.
Don't big T.
We could sell Tamara's breast milk.
Yeah, well, I make a lot of it. Oh, I actually have to breastfeed laying down because my flow is so strong it drowns my baby.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I've
say
seen
that last
that.
Bit about flow because some cunt was sucking a power out of it.
I was sucking
well,
a...
You can't
titty, I was, do... It was titty milk, bro.
You can't do bits at the same time.
Yeah.
Separate bits. Otherwise, I have to sacrifice a bit. You want me to sacrifice that bit?
Well, I don't have any more titty milk.
So who do I have to get to repeat themselves?
I'm going to need someone to refill this titty milk.
Can you stop trying to drink Tamara's fucking breast milk?
If you want
to
try it.
You know, he's been talking about it for like 2 months. He's like,
do you
want to
try?
Asking questions
nah,
about
I'm good.
It.
Oh, okay. Rude.
Yeah.
I'm not asking
offensive.
Questions about it. You're
it's like
one...
essentially homebrew. But
yeah.
Whatever.
You've been working on
I
that.
I would love to do breast milk roulette.
With cereal.
I want to do
I reckon you could do it with oat milk and have like little shot glasses and one fresh milk, one oat milk, and you wouldn't fucking tell the difference. And I've spiked them all with breast milk. Don't I said it out loud.
That's so good.
Don't look at me,
I remember
bro.
When Magnus was a baby, and if the letdown was happening and you didn't get him on fast enough, it would be like,
yes,
and they're like,
yeah, that's like because I have to breastfeed laying down because when I do it sitting upright like a normal human,
yeah,
he can't drink it fast enough, and he goes, and he started drowning in my breast milk.
Yeah, that happens.
So it's that good.
You guys wouldn't believe how similar our lives are.
Yeah, dude. Holy shit.
Holy shit,
man.
Dude. Elias and I were doing something real similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real
similar.
Just guzzling.
Different bits.
Yeah, different bits.
Yeah.
Like before
a lot
I'd
of
say,
shooting out a lot,
yeah,
though.
Yeah right.
Yeah. Stuff,
hemorrhoids. Yeah. I don't know. What?
Oh, hemorrhoids.
The other day. So Elias does this thing. I don't know if you've noticed this, but he's becoming really cowardly. I don't know what it is.
Like the lion.
Well, like he keeps talking about me bullying him, and now it's gotten to a point where he just won't make eye contact with me sometimes.
He's
like
staring directly at
you. I did wonder about that.
It's really.
Elias is staring at Connor. So he won't make eye contact with me. Elias is like, commit to the bit. Yeah. And he just looks away.
Well, it's not like now. It's like fine. when he thinks he's in trouble or mad, he doesn't. He kind of reacts more like an animal.
Yeah, and he goes into the corner and shits himself.
Yeah.
And that's what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I scratch on the door.
Because last time he scratched on the door, he did it and he bled on the door and I had to wipe the stains off.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
so and that was rude, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Sorry.
Stop cowering.
Maybe if you took him to the vet, they could probably put him down or something like that.
Oh my God.
I don't think it's worth living.
They can't. They've already tried.
Speaking of the vet.
It's too big.
No, he just wants it too bad. He's like, do it. And they're like, it puts them off. Every time someone's tried to euthanize him, it's like he's enjoying it too much.
Yeah.
We have a new puppy at our house.
Don't
tell the kids about de-sexing her and like all of that stuff. And then I was in the car with my son the other day complaining about period pain loudly. He said, Mum, why don't you just do that thing that they do to dogs? I went, take out my uterus? Yeah, take it out. Then you won't have it. He told me to get a hysterectomy.
You can.
Like I mean, a dog. It's not
I
a bad
don't
idea.
Understand what the problem is. You get it out, you don't bleed, and I don't have to hear about it anymore. You stop being
I mean, hormonally, it would fuck you up.
Okay, hear this out, right? You get it out.
No more WAP for Emily.
Emily. How am I going to sing WAP, WAP, WAP?
It won't
Emily,
be macaroni.
That's a wet ass pussy.
It'll that's be
a,
so
a
true,
and
dude.
And a mop. That's
yeah.
a wet ass pussy. I'm talking WAP, WAP, WAP.
Yeah.
Wet ass pussy.
It'd be macaroni.
I farted.
Just think about it, right? You don't get your period, and you're not a naggy bitch anymore, and we don't have to put up with it. I'm really sorry I said that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say that again.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I don't. I think you didn't say anything.
I don't
I'm
know.
Just
what
sorry
to do.
Anyway. Like,
thank you. But I won't. I'm sorry. Women are better than men in every way.
Excellent.
And
apology not accepted. You owe me 5 Diet Cokes.
Okay.
Look at this little Steve Jobs looking motherfucker sitting there,
sorry,
talking down on women.
You know, sometimes I just want to get a fry pan and hit him on the head and make his head go into his body like a turtle.
Oh, I've got that on the back of my head. I got a hunch.
Hey, shush.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Master Stop Pan talking. That's the pan.
Guys, have you not noticed he keeps fucking cowering? Every time he just, like, look, his head's down, he's embarrassed. Stop it.
Do you ever think that, like, if you just straightened Connor's hair, he would look like Elias?
We should try that.
What, you probably need to fucking put my nose through
his eyes
screen.
too close together.
No, I just think, like,
think
the perspective.
Oh, my eyes are too close together. At least you can see my eyes, Captain. My brow so deep I look Chinese.
My eyes are not close. My brow's not deep, okay? You can definitely see my
you
eyes.
You can always
right
tell now when he's stressed because the whites of his eyes show too much. Like, you see that Elias look like that, you know something's up. Are we bad people? Like, not many people are like us,
we,
right? Like,
as a collective.
Yeah, we bad
not
people.
As a collective.
As a collective.
I feel
collective.
Like there's a few
like
front runners.
But when we combine, we're like good people. We're fun. We're good people to hang out with. Collectively.
I think majority.
We're kind.
I think
majority
the feminine
of us
side
are good people.
Of the vibe is one full, flawless, good people.
I think.
And then, like, a together maybe is.
We
try
our hardest.
Well, remember, we raised all that money for that charity for the Leukemia Foundation. Remember that?
Yeah, where did that go?
My bank.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean, I think.
No.
I think we do a good job of trying. I think that's where we are trying to be our best selves.
Yeah. That little boy was a fair crack when he came up to us when we were at that in line for that
The one
food.
That you kicked in the face?
Goop.
I didn't mean to kick him in the face.
Right. No, it was an accident.
But I did hear you say fuck off and die because you didn't have your coffee yet. Now, I know you don't talk to me until you've had my morning coffee.
Well, everybody knows that. Maybe that's that little fault.
I mean, he was like, that's how
fuck
you learn in life.
That little wants to come out talking game.
I'm going
to
be honest. That guy, like, he was a 10-year-old boy, and he came up and he said, excuse me, I really love your content. I would love a photo. Mm. I didn't mean to kick him in the head. You said fuck off and die. Let's be considerate. We're in line at a cafe. Have some common sense, you little dumb boy. We're waiting for coffee.
Yeah.
Don't
like,
speak
but
to me.
Like, now he knows.
Like, children should be seen and not heard.
Now, the question I have, was that actually a little boy, or was that just Goop?
Oh.
Now that you mention it.
Wait, I can't remember.
But a lot of similarities there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if it's on a day where Goob is freshly shaven, I'm not sure I could tell.
The way I tell is I look down at his feet because even when he's freshly shaven, there'll still be enough hair to give Elias a toupee on his feet.
Yeah, right. And he often
fucking
is
men.
Shave it. Well, he's often barefoot
in
public as well.
Is that his feet are wider than they are longer because he is the missing link between monkeys and humans.
Have you thought about donating that hair to Locks of Love?
Sorry, we're just having our own podcast over here for a minute.
That's cool,
that's
guys.
That's cool. We don't even care. Fuck
we don't even care.
Shit.
Fuck the podcast and fuck that little 10-year-old kid.
Look at him go,
I'll
hype
kick
man.
Him. I'll kick yeah, him again Elias. If he comes near me.
You didn't kick him the first time. I kicked him the first time, bro.
Yeah.
But Elias well, did,
but Elias
you
did
went,
once you
yeah.
left. He's gotta stumped him on
so,
the curb.
I'm the hype man.
So for us guys, now,
yeah.
You know, I'll stop this like meta commentary on what the podcast is over the next couple of eps, but I'm asking this because for us, remember, this is very fun because we have been lying to you for an hour and it's really good. But just that's so cool. You know,
lies.
Gaslighting is probably the better word. But just so you know, like you'll never, ever, ever in your life get a podcast from this crew that is sincere because that would be really fucking boring, wouldn't it? If we were all just trying to be honest. If we're all just being ourselves and shit, that would be fucked. That'd be fucked because he'd be like, he would be talking about how he wants to bash kids. And we don't do that. You'd be talking about getting dicked out.
And that is time.
And that's time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Cracker Milk Podcast. Remember, you can see this episode with Tamara and Emily uncensored and fucking naughty over on our Patreon. The last 20 minutes, we get a real silly. So go check that puppy out there. Otherwise, we'll see you next week and we hope you have a lovely time. Kisses.
Mm.